Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Honest you do, oh, you first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
And friends, you know we like to keep you on your toes with the latest topics. And I'm sure you have been hearing about soft skills. What are soft skills really? You know, I always think soft skills are really just being smart in a different way. Yeah, that's really what it is. Picking up on those very important non-verbal cues. Well, our next guest, Mr. Phil Collins, will be here to discuss soft skills with us. Yes, he will be here this week and the next, as this hot topic is worth the airtime. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Must have slipped.
And friends, today I mentioned before, we have a very special guest in our entrepreneurship edition, a leader that believes in authenticity and service. So you see why instantly we connected. Yes, we connected on some values. Now, a bit about this leader. He is the founder of the Master of Business Leadership Program. And it was his mother's death at the tender age of 14 and his dyslexia that became the catalyst for his journey into self-development and taking responsibility for the trajectory of his life, not just his outer life, but his inner life. And we'll explain. Now, for the past 22 years, he has continued by helping other business leaders reach their full potential through his work as an executive coach. Through his work, Phil helps executives and organizations to bet on themselves by developing their emotional intelligence. Huh, not just a buzzword for Phil, okay? And we'll get into that. Now, the MBL program alumni, they live all over the world. They're in US, they're in Canada, they're in the UK, Europe, Japan, Germany, Bosnia, Africa, Australia, and yes, the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. And he has helped career revenue over 1.5 billion. So there is meat to the matter. He knows what he's talking about. This is not an airy-fairy guy. This guy knows what he's talking about. So, Phil, thank you so much for being here and sharing some of your insights with our audience. And I'm so happy that you're here. Let's continue our riveting conversation. Yes, go ahead.
Thanks, Julie. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, Phil. So, Phil, tell our listeners, who they weren't with us this past Saturday when we had a really great conversation, tell us a bit about the Master of Business Leadership Program. And we want everything from the top. Like, why did you start MBL all the way?
Well, how much time do we have?
We have an hour.
The Master of Business Leadership Program fills a significant gap in our development, that because of our accelerating rate of global change, we need more than ever. It develops inspirational leadership, emotional intelligence, a higher consciousness of what's going on in us and around us, which leads to freedom from ego-based fear, building trust and engagement, which guarantees career, corporate, and personal success. Now, I recognize that's quite a mouthful. The MBL program is a 16-week or 4-month process that develops these capabilities. Mm-hmm. Having said that, there are organizations, executives I've been working with for over 13 years, mm-hmm. because the ROI keeps getting greater and greater as you master the skills and the habits in the program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Emotional intelligence is a very top commodity, especially in business. Remember, we were speaking about it on Saturday and it came up that we were saying so many things are automated now. People are so focused on getting robots to do so much, but the one thing they can't do is understand and respond properly to emotions, at least not yet. Right?
Yeah. The central challenge we have is, as I say, we're facing a tsunami of change, mm-hmm. with a 500 million year old brain that, mm-hmm. doesn't like change. And so it doesn't matter whether the change is positive or negative. We have a biological and sociological resistance to change. Mm-hmm. Let me just touch on one of the sources of biological resistance and how it relates to emotional intelligence. Whenever we take an action that moves us outside of our comfort zone, it triggers a part of our old lizard brain called the amygdala to secrete a hormone into our bloodstream called cortisol. And that causes the executive center of our brain, our prefrontal cortex, to shut off. And we go into what psychologists refer to as an amygdala hijack. And that causes us to often say and do things we later regret. Some people lash out, some people run away, some people freeze like a deer in the headlights. And when that happens in conflict situations, people sometimes die. When it happens in business or personal relationships, relationships die. We burn trust. So, as an analogy, if you think of your amygdala as a very frightened 4-year-old child, the development of our emotional intelligence acts like a big brother or a big sister to quiet the amygdala response down and better enable us to feel the fear and anxiety that change and innovation triggers in us and be able to move through it towards what it is we're trying to achieve, as opposed to allowing that fear and anxiety to keep us trapped in our comfort zones. So, because of the accelerating rate of global change, more and more organizations have begun hiring, developing, and promoting largely based on emotional intelligence. And if you'd like an example of that, I can tell you that there's a company that's currently worth about $3 trillion, and they're doing about $600 billion a year in revenue, and their primary hiring focus is emotional intelligence. And that company is Apple. That's why when you walk into an Apple store, that energy you feel is an example of a more emotionally intelligent environment. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're trying to understand your pain and, if possible, offer a solution. They want you to have a great experience, and maybe you'll tell your friends and they'll tell their friends. And if you think about it, that energy you feel in that environment is a very different energy from the store surrounding it. And that's an example of a more emotionally intelligent environment.
That is true. The thing is, I know that emotional intelligence is very, very important, especially for us when we hire, because new challenges, of course, demands new talents, and it demands different traits to excel. Remember, we were talking about certain traits in the 70s, that were necessary for business. For you to be successful in business, they are saying now that in the 90s or the 2000s, it changed completely. And now, even, it's changed again. So, soft skills, I see what you mean. The soft skills is definitely important, especially because they're having machinery do the things that machineries can do, right? Like what machines can do. But that human touch, and I think that's important too, because Phil, people often forget that they're dealing with human beings. They think they're dealing with logical creatures. And even though we do have logic to some extent, we're largely emotional creatures, and business is about people. So it's all
Emotion,
people.
emotion drives behavior, not action, not intellect. The development of our emotional intelligence represents a huge part of our education that's missing. And because of the accelerating rate of global change, we need it now more than ever.
And friends, it's time for a little break. We'll be right back.
Good. At times I feel used. Love.
Now, about the MBL program, what can business leaders or entrepreneurs expect from the MBL program?
Success.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, it provides a root cause solution to the root cause problems that create the drama, chaos, and conflict, and low levels of employee and customer engagement that we see everywhere. So it's really a fundamental tool that develops career, corporate, and personal success. So as you go through this program, everything begins to get better.
What's the hope of people being self-aware,
That's
you
a great
know?
question. That's a great question. Thanks for asking it. We need to, we're only actually conscious about 3 to 5% of the time. The rest of the time, we're relying on our unconscious habits, to drive our behavior and our results. But in order for us to get better results than we're currently getting, we have to become more conscious. And that's a big part of what the MBL program does. It helps us to be more conscious of the choices we're making and the results of those choices. And it provides better habits to practice that develop better results. So the real key is to become more aware of the choices we're making. And that's what the MBL program enables people to do.
So let me ask you this. I always try to figure out why is it that emotional intelligence was not, why was it not important in the first place? Do you think it's because it's not measurable or because it's not quantitative? And we know that, you know, in the current world that we live in, if you can't count it, a lot of people think that it doesn't matter. So, what do you think about that? What do you think that is?
Well, it's definitely measurable. I mean, it's helping Apple become one of the largest companies in the world. And I've helped organizations generate hundreds of millions of dollars and people double or triple their career, their income. So it's definitely measurable. But it's we've been largely focused our educational systems and our employment systems have been largely focused on a person's ability to do intellectual labor. And they've really done very little to develop our emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is a very, it's a separate, it's a very different type of intelligence than intellectual intelligence. As a matter of fact, there was a study recently completed at the University of California at Berkeley that compared IQ with EQ, and they determined that emotional intelligence or EQ was 400% more valuable than intellectual intelligence in determining success. So it's
But how did they come to that? I mean, it's statistic. I've heard a quote the other day that said 9 out of 10 statistics are wrong, including this one.
Well, actually, it's a study they did over 40 years. And I can actually give you a link to that study and you can read it on your own.
I will. Okay.
But it's without question, whatever we've been doing over the last several hundred years hasn't worked very well.
Right.
And the accelerating rate of global change and our resistance to change, both biologically and sociologically, is really forcing us to develop our emotional intelligence in order to deal with the fear and anxiety that change and innovation triggers in us. So we really we're almost we're at a tipping point where we really have to be developing our emotional intelligence, both as individuals and organizations. And more companies are recognizing that and investing in that development.
You know what I think too? I think you're absolutely right. I just believe that not having the emotional intelligence as something that is prioritized in companies, that's why a lot of companies have high turnover. And I'm not belaboring the point that we just made when you asked me if I had a question. But the fact of the matter is, how you behave under stress and how you handle situations under stress does affect the other people who are, let me say, loyal or following you or beholden to you in some way.
Yeah,
And
it's called emotional contagion.
tell me about that.
Well, you're absolutely correct, that how we behave as individuals tends to impact the people we surround ourselves with. So you're correct. So you can't have organizational change without individual change. So there's a methodology for individual change, and there's a separate methodology for organizational change. But organizational change begins with individual change. So people have to be working to develop their emotional intelligence, which will reduce the toxicity within the organization. Actually, there's an important point I should make here for your listeners, and that's that we have these specialized brain cells in our prefrontal cortex that brain scientists call mirror neurons. Because we've evolved from tribes and herds, we've had to develop the over hundreds of millions of years, we've had to develop the ability to sense whether somebody's trying to help us or eat us. So these specialized brain cells on our prefrontal cortex called mirror neurons. That's why when you walk into a room, you can sense the energy in the room, or when you're having a conversation with somebody, you can sense whether they're trying to help you or hurt you. And you talked at the top of the show about authenticity. And this is how you that the authenticity that you develop as you develop your emotional intelligence gets picked up by these mirror neurons in the people around you,
I believe
and
that.
it inspires followers.
I believe that 100%. 100%, Phil, because there's sometimes when you're listening to people and everybody's saying, oh, this person is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There's just something that doesn't ring true. You know, they always have, they know that old saying my grandfather used to tell me, doesn't ring true. And apparently that had to come, that came from a penny not ringing true or something, a fake penny, a wooden penny. When you drop it, it doesn't ring true. So that was the explanation about it.
Yeah,
But
it's mirror neurons.
mirror,
You can Google it.
So let me ask you this. Now, of course, human nature, we always want to shorten the way to the answer, get the straightest line. This is what I believe. I believe that there are certain traits that go with certain traits. So when I, even though I will still get to know the person, I believe that there are certain traits that go hand in hand with certain traits. So if you see certain signs of certain things, it would be a high probability that the person has emotional intelligence or is on the path in emotional intelligence. And I'll give a secret here because, as I said before, we are hiring. Big markers for me personally, are initiative, empathy, and adaptability. Adaptability is a big one because I have learned that even through going through the pandemic, a lot of my friends took it very hard. A lot of them didn't adapt. A lot of people did adapt and was able to thrive through it or still being able to pick back up. But I think adaptability is a big, huge one, because to me, it means flexibility and not being rigid to how things were, and trying to basically being more self-aware. So, and also because if you think about it, initiative, empathy, and adaptability, these are all tied up in self-regulation. Like you have to be self-aware to self-regulate, and self-awareness is a pillar, right, in EQ. So tell me, the question for you is, tell me what are some of the markers that you will probably see in a person that will say, okay, I realize that this person has some insight into EQ. Tell me what you think.
And to hear Phil's answer to that question, please tune in next week, right here on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. Julia will be right back.
Next week, join us for the conclusion of our in-depth talk with Mr. Phil Collins. Yes, we conclude our chat on soft skills. Write in. Tell us what you think. What does soft skills mean to you?
We only carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. all our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
And yes, I know it's neither summer nor raining. But here is a song we can always be in the mood for, regardless of the season. Here is Summer Rain by Mr. Carl Thomas.
sweet life. You know you're right just to hold her tight. He suits it right, makes it out of sight. And everything's good in the world tonight. When smoke ascends, I hear violins. When smoke ascends, I forget everything. Ashes packing the things, ashes spreading the winds. The front door might slam, but the back door it rings. And smoke it out of sight, and everything's good in the world tonight. When smoke ascends, I hear violins. When smoke ascends, I forget everything. Yeah, ashes packing the things, ashes spreading the wings, smashing the hell with the heaven she brings. Then smoke ascends.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to you from Mr. Naval Ravikant. And it says, be like family to your friends, a friend to strangers, and a stranger to your enemies. I quite like that one. Let's hear it again. Be like family to your friends, a friend to strangers, and a stranger to your enemies. And that comes to us by Mr. Naval Ravikant.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Real sadness going through me, because my love is not here for my kiss. the day was long and I felt strong ever since we met. When you appear, the tensions go. Mentally calm becomes the body, the mind, and the soul. Let's cut to the chase before the time we waste away, so we can enjoy the walks, conversational play. Take a cruise to nowhere. Is anyone out there? Who cares? As long as you're here with me, the best is yet to come. Together we'll be as one. Our love has just begun. Guaranteed, my love, I'll never go away. As long as you're around. Meeting in places, the pleasure times we spent were so real, and I could feel the everlasting love coming through to my appeal. But